Next patient is Diane Sanders. Sanders is S like in Sierra, A U N like in November, D like in Delta, E R S. First name Diane, D I A N E. Clinical case of a 76-year-old. White female patient that is following this office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. The chronic kidney disease last time was stage 4. However, she decided to change the diet. Is eating a plant-based diet. It has lost 7 pounds. The blood pressure is on adequate control. And the latest lab that was done on November the 16th disclosed the presence of a creatinine of 1.5 with an estimated GFR of 36. The patient became CKD stage 3B. No evidence of proteinuria or activity of in the urinary sediment. For that reason, is A1. The intention is to continue the same medication and the same diet, period. Of note is that this patient has a partial nephrectomy in the right side. The pathology, we don't have it because it was done in Minnesota. We are going to ask the patient to retrieve the pathology so we have an accurate diagnosis in our chart, period. Number two, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to CKD. However, we're going to check the iron stores, and we continue to monitor the CBC. My feeling is that with the improvement of the kidney function, that the anemia has to correct. Following number, hyperuricemia on haloperidol. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, the patient has a remote history of bladder cancer. That was in 2008. There is not a urology evaluation period. However, in the urinalysis, there is no evidence of hematuria. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The patient has a tendency to have a fasted hyperglycemia. The last time it was 130. The hemoglobin A1C was ordered by the primary care. It was reported to be 5.6. Period, paragraph. We invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, the CT scans. In the face-to-face, 18 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.